Hello there, my name is RJ Rishi Kapoor. Across the table, folding his hands, smile on his face, name Kunal Shah. Formula One experts, we both claim ourselves, but we all know the truth. Hi, Kunal.
Hey, Rishi, what's happening?
Very good, yeah. And I'm so happy that this sort of silent period with F1 is going to end because Catalonia approaches us and Spain approaches us and hola, it's going to be a race.
Oh, yes, very much. 3 weeks and finally we'll be racing again.
Absolutely. Testing happened. What? Why did the testing happen? It was of no use, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, did you end up following any of it?
No, did you end up following any of it?
Frankly, very little this time.
Why? You're supposed to be the newsman. You're supposed to get the fodder.
Well, frankly, I think the first day was pretty much of a washout.
Yeah.
And then we had a few teams, you know, restructure their programs and, you know, do a lot of rethinking on their feet and stuff. But anyways, what I do know is that Grosjean was one of the quickest drivers and Ferrari apparently brought in a lot of updates as well.
And Sauber caught fire in the garage.
Yes, I believe you on those because I didn't read that part of news.
Listen, I thought it was a barbecue over there and I was going to get my forks and knives and then I wasn't served any meat. But I must tell you, there was a lot of meat as far as rumors were concerned.
Tell me.
Yeah, because there's this entire thing of why Merck wants to quit F1 and stuff like that. And there's a whole business module behind it. You are the numbers, man. You got the nerdy numbers, you tell me.
Well, actually, this time I'll keep the numbers slightly away.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Hmm.
Because the numbers are the best guarded secret of Formula One.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, yes, Mercedes is, you know, there are rumors out there about them quitting the sport and stuff like that.
And this is right after they've started winning.
Yes, this is actually right after they started winning. It's somewhere got to do with the flotation of FOM on the stock exchange and board of directors.
Okay, okay, sounding like Greek and Latin, make it simple.
Let's just watch them race in Spain. Do you think they'll win?
No, no.
Why do you say that?
Michael Schumacher, in the second half of the second day of testing, did 144 laps. Now, that is the maximum and the biggest stint anybody has done in any testing so far. And what they're claiming is they've got the tire issue, you know, they're sorting it out and stuff like that. And they're looking at long runs and all that. But still, it's a very aerodynamic track. So, let's put money. Bet.
My bet. I think it's going to be Red Bull versus Lotus. So, we'll probably have Vettel versus Raikkonen.
I was just going to say the same.
Ah, well. So, okay. Since you mentioned Schumacher, let me tell you. He's won here 6 times before.
6 times?
Yes. His last victory, of course, was 2004. So, it's quite a year, quite a while back.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Raikkonen has won twice out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other interesting part is we've got Vettel, Weber, Button, Massa and Alonso who've won here as well. But the only driver who's not won yet from the top teams is Lewis Hamilton.
Oh God, he's not won here.
He's not won here.
You know, also the statistics say that now that you put some light on it, that most of the times the car that wins here is the one that becomes a championship winning car.
That's something I will believe you on because I know you read a lot on Formula One as well. But I do know the driver who wins Australian Grand Prix
goes
on to become the world champion.
Absolutely
so,
correct.
Are you saying it's going to be Jenson Button?
I hope. I just hope. I have a big heart for that guy. This is a very difficult track. I'm not sure. Ferrari's clearly said and Mercedes have said that they might not win here. But Renault, Kimi's my man.
I think Kimi's my man as well.
Okay, okay. Pirelli is the game actually. Pirelli for the first time has come up with the most different tyres for a Grand Prix. They're actually coming with a very hard tyre and a very soft tyre and I think they're scared of Schumacher.
Well, I'm sure they're possibly scared of Schumacher because, you know, of his criticism that happened in Bahrain. But it's going to be interesting, like you said, you know, if they bring in the soft tyre, rather now that they are bringing in the soft and the hard compound tyres, it's the first time this season. We've seen tyres really, you know, spice up the race.
Correct.
We've also known Barcelona to be difficult to overtake because of the aerodynamic features, etc., etc.
So boring.
But, well, you know, Pirelli's probably doing it right. They've got in tyres where, you know, the teams will be made to think hard because of different, you know, the different step of compounds available. And maybe we'll see a lot of overtaking as well.
Kimi didn't get to test this time. How can they not let Kimi test?
That's okay. He's getting to race and he's probably winning.
Oh, yeah. You said it. As far as Pirelli is concerned, there's a new man testing for them. I really want to know when a driver who's an extreme driver, like the Toro Rosso driver that they've hired, Jaime Alguersuari, is testing for them. When you test for a tire company, how and which car do you test and how do you give feedback and how do you protect that information from leaking?
Well, they'll be using one of the older chassis available from last year or the year before last. Okay, and my understanding of tire testing is they'll be testing new compounds, they'll be testing different, you know, mixtures in those compounds as well, how they're holding up, etc. And while, yes, you might not be able to plug that information leak, data leak, so to say, but, you know, at the end of the day, these are developmental tires. So I'm sure that the feedback that goes in, you know, not necessarily that same tire comes out. Maybe there are radical changes made to it as well.
I'm getting a feeling Vettel has Hamed Al-Gashwari on his speed dial.
Why not? Could be.
We just contemplate, man. We're not the people who say the truth. But yes, we like to spice it up. We like our racing. We like Formula One, and we love to speak about it. In case you like a blog as well, you can like it, you can rotate it, you can share it on your various websites. And in case you're looking for some more information, any doubts, etc., you can hit the link below and leave a question for us. Kunal, question for you. You went sailing, no, last week. You didn't do your Formula One homework. Tell me the truth.
Yes, I went sailing, and you must join me next weekend.
Oh, yes. After the race, yes, it is.